Noon. It'll be partly cloudy and we'll see highs into the lower 90s. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Partly cloudy. Once again, we'll see highs near 90. Quick check of the local satellite weather forecast brought to you by KOALBargainBin.com.
News Talk KOAL's Jordan Buscarini covers all the pros and lots more, like high school and college teams.
Straight away three ball. Good! Phillip Winston to the top of the key.
These are the sports that are closest to home. When you've got a guy like Jordan, you can cover it all. Drive Time Sports.
Here we go!
Weekdays from 4 to 5 on News Talk, 103.9 FM, 7:50 AM, KOAL.
Sports Talk 7:50.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values are all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA final.
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
The dog days of summer are in full effect. And it's a Monday edition of Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. As always, thank you for joining us here on the afternoon drive. It is a very interesting time for the national sports scene, to say the least. Right now, it's baseball. That's the big thing. You can focus a little bit more on the combat sports now because the NFL and the NBA, things have died down just a little bit. NBA, we have about a break for about four days. July 1st, players can start talking to other teams. And then on July 8th, they can officially sign. So news will start to break here in about the next 7-8 days about players, I guess you could say, committing to teams. We saw that worked out last year with DeAndre Jordan, where he committed to the Dallas Mavericks and then decided to flip-flop and went back to the Clippers. Kevin Durant's the big free agent fish. We'll talk Kevin Durant and some of the teams that he has set up to talk to. And who is trying to woo Kevin Durant already? That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, we're going to talk local MMA. Now, there's some big news coming out of Cody Bunderson's camp at Fierce MMA. Cody has actually secured a title fight with a particular promotion, and he is going to join us on the show to talk about all that. I'll let him go into detail on it, but some definitely exciting news for Cody Bunderson, local MMA fighter, of course, the owner of Fierce MMA, so that's coming up on the show. And we'll give you a quick rundown of everything happening in the local sports front. A big shout-out to the Little League Baseball teams, Carbon Cal Ripken. We have 7 teams competing in 5 different brackets at the Utah State Tournament in Beaver. Now, if you want to get a full list of the brackets and start times, head on over to CastleCountryRadio.com. You can get all that right now. CastleCountryRadio.com. Head on over and take a look at it. As far as schedules, times, matchups, everything, we have all the brackets listed at CastleCountryRadio.com. So for the Carbon Cal Ripken baseball tournament, that's definitely where you want to head, and we'll give you the results of those games as soon as they become available. Let's move over to Major League Baseball. We had one game earlier today, the Dodgers topping the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-4, avoiding a sweep. Seems like the Dodgers really have a difficult time winning in Pittsburgh. The Pirates got to Clayton Kershaw yesterday, but today it was Scott Kazmir picking up the win. He tops Francisco Liriano, and Kenley Jensen comes in and gets the win for the Dodgers. 5 o'clock start times. We got some baseball coming. Texas at the Yankees. That's a 5:05 start. Also, the Mets at the Nationals. The Braves will play host to the streaking Cleveland Indians. Chicago, the Cubbies, will be on the road to take on Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark. Boston at Tampa Bay. All of those games in the 5 o'clock hour. At 6, we get the Cardinals going up against Kansas City. It's a fantastic matchup for, St. Louis, Kansas City, state of Missouri. They look forward to that one. And we get Toronto at Colorado, Philly at Arizona at 7 o'clock, and then 2 games nightcap. Houston at the Angels at 8, and Oakland will take on San Francisco at 8:15. As far as the Major League Baseball standings go, And we always go over these on Monday. Baltimore right now atop the American League East. They've increased that advantage. They've won five consecutive while the Red Sox have lost two. So now Baltimore 45-30. They hold a four-game lead on the Red Sox, a five-game lead on the Blue Jays, 7.5-game lead on the Yankees. I just talked about the Cleveland Indians. They have opened up a five-game lead over the Kansas City Royals for first in the Central. They have won nine consecutive games. Nine out of their last 10 and nine straight. They are playing excellent, excellent baseball. Kansas City is in second at 39-35. And then the Tigers and the White Sox, both seven games behind the Indians for first place in the Central. Minnesota in dead last by about 20 games. In the West, Texas right now, 10-game lead on the Astros for first place in that division, followed by Seattle. They're 11 back. Oakland is 16.5 back. And the Angels are in dead last at 32-44. We take a look at the National League. Washington, they've opened up a three-game lead over the Mets and the Marlins for first place in the NL East. The Phillies and Braves, they're out of it already. 12.5 and 17 games back. In the Central, the Cubs, they hold a nine-game lead over the Cardinals. This comes following a sweep at the hands of the Cardinals. I mean, that's how hefty the Cubs, their lead in the Central has been. I mean, they've just dominated that division up to this point in time. Pittsburgh is in third place. They're 12.5 back. Milwaukee, 14.5 back. And the Reds in dead last, 20 back. In the West, the Giants have increased their lead to 7.5 games over the Dodgers. The Dodgers have not been playing bad baseball. They've won 7 out of their last 10, but the Giants have won 8 out of their last 10. And the difference here is the Dodgers are 19-21 on the road. The Giants, 25-14 on the road. That's the difference. Dodgers at 42-36 in second place. The Rockies are 12 games back at 36-39. The Diamondbacks 13.5 back, and the Padres are in last place. It isn't too early, I don't think anyways, to start paying attention to the wild card standings. When you look at the division leaders right now in the National League, the battle for the wild card has the Mets, the Marlins, and the Dodgers all within striking distance. The Mets would hold the top spot, and then you get the Cardinals at 39-35. So, of course, two teams, grab wild card spots in Major League Baseball. Then in the American League, it's Boston and Toronto. Kansas City's a half game behind those two. There was some very sad news coming out of the world of college basketball over the weekend. Pat Summitt, former basketball coach for the Tennessee Volunteers. Her family, friends, and former players have convened in Knoxville over concerns about the former women's basketball coach's health. A multitude of others have done the same across the country, rallying on social media. Pray for Pat, that's the hashtag that has caught fire on Twitter. Summitt's family released a statement late yesterday morning regarding her condition, saying, quote, "The past few days have been difficult for Pat as her early onset dementia and Alzheimer's type progresses." The statement from Aaron Freeman of the public relations also said she is surrounded by those who mean the most to her during her time. "We ask for prayers for Pat and her family and friends, as well as your utmost respect and privacy. Thank you." 5 hours earlier, a source told Knoxville News that Summitt was struggling and those close to her were preparing for the worst. Definitely an icon, not only in women's college basketball, but college sports in general. When you take a look at the resume of Pat Summitt, eight-time NCAA champion, she finishes with a record of 1,098-208. Her winning percentage is 84% from the bench. 16-time SEC champion, 16-time SEC tournament champion, 8-time SEC Coach of the Year, 7-time NCAA Coach of the Year, and the Naismith Coach of the 20th Century. Amazing, amazing resume. She also has a couple of gold medals as well. She was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2000. Some very sad news. Praying for the best for Pat Summitt. That's a quick rundown of everything that's happening in the national sports front. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll get you an update on the local sports scene, and then Cody Bunderson is going to join us on the show. Plus, we'll get you a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series update. If you missed the race yesterday on KOAL, you missed a dandy. Tony Stewart gets the victory. He battled it out with Denny Hamlin all the way down to the very end, but smoke comes out on top. We'll talk about that as well. We'll get you some race audio, post-race audio, and reaction from both Stewart and Hamlin. Plus, we'll go over the current NASCAR Sprint Cup Series standings. That's all coming up on a Monday edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM.
Hot wings, pizza, fried chicken. What's your favorite snack while watching TV? No matter what you like to snack on, Smith's Food and Drug has you covered. Stop into the Hot Deli where you'll find a lot of prepared foods ready to enjoy. Barbecued rotisserie and fried chicken, corn dogs, potato salads, pasta salads, and baked beans. Fresh sliced meats and cheeses are just some of the great things that you'll find at your neighborhood Smith's Food and Drug. Check Smith's out today and remember the short line guarantee. If there are two or more people in line, Smith's opens another check stand.
Crab fishing, one of the deadliest jobs in the country. Fishermen go toe-to-toe with Mother Nature using 700-pound steel traps that are dropped 400 feet below the ocean surface to capture this delicacy. But we live in the desert, and there's no crab anywhere.
Until now. It's the brand new Crab Oscar Pizza at Big Don's in Price. This creation is a white sauce-based pizza topped with bacon, onions, asparagus, and crab. Get yours today at Big Don's, located at 170 West 100 North in Price. Call 637-DONS for takeout or delivery.
Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. The Greek Festival will once again play host to a 5K run that will coincide with the annual Greek Festival itself on Saturday, July 11th, beginning at 8 a.m. Registration for the third annual 5K run is currently open at Carbon Recreation's brand new office, located at 751 East 100 North in Price. The fee for the race is $15, which will include a t-shirt and a $5 food certificate that can be used at the Greek Festival. The fee for families is $25, which comes with a $10 food certificate and no t-shirts. The deadline to register for a t-shirt and the food certificate is Wednesday, July 6th, beginning at 5 p.m. After that date, you will be allowed to register the day of the event at 7:30 a.m. at the Greek Church. Additional t-shirts will be available for $8. All of the proceeds will go directly to the Greek Church. For more information, call 636-3702. Speaking of upcoming events, the Price Elks Lodge will hold a fundraising golf tournament on Sunday, August 7th at the Carbon Country Club course to benefit Sub for Santa. The format will be a four-person scramble, and the cost is $160 per team, excluding green fees and a cart. The event is scheduled for an 8:30 a.m. shotgun start, and lunch will be served at the Elks Lodge following the tournament. Prizes will be awarded, and opportunity drawings will take place at the post-tournament lunch. Throughout the day, participants will also have a chance to try their luck and skill in the longest drive and longest putt contests. For more information regarding donations, contact Exalted Ruler Mary Alice Johnson. Registration for the tournament is open. And for more information, you can call the Carbon Country Club Golf Course. We move over to the baseball scene, and today the Helper American Legion squad and Price will meet for the final time this regular season at the USU Eastern Baseball Complex beginning at 6 p.m. As the Legion season continues, again, each team plays each other in the league three times. Helper took both games against Price back on June 13th in semi-dominating fashion. Helper right now is in first place in the Southern League as they remain unbeaten at 5-0. Price, on the other hand, is in a battle for the second and final playoff spot from the Southern Division, and a win today would be monumental. Following today's game, Price will return to the field on the 30th as they take on Vernal for the third and final time as far as league action goes. Helper will next return to action tomorrow. They will play St. George at 6 p.m. That, of course, will also be a league game. And over the weekend, both Carbon and Emory's football squads traveled to Manti for a 7-on-7 preseason camp. Saturday marked the second time that Carbon has left the area for a camp, the first being at the Ute and Shoot earlier this month. Emory, on the other hand, traveled to their first meet under head coach John Famalo, who is entering his first season at the helm. We'll talk to Coach Famalo this week on KOAL's Drive Time Sports. Tune in to KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
The Criminal Justice Program at USU Eastern is one of the most popular programs on the campus. The criminal justice field offers a wide variety of job options with this degree, not just in law enforcement and corrections, but also careers in the court system and attorneys or at their law offices. Their classes are generally smaller and they have the lowest tuition rates in the state. There is also financial aid available for those that qualify. For more information on the Criminal Justice Program at USU Eastern, contact Scott Henry at 435-613-5135.
Are you ready to save yourself thousands of dollars on your next vehicle purchase? Because for 5 days only, Tony Basso GM is hosting the acquisition event. We have acquired vehicles from banks, credit unions, leasing companies, rental companies, and quality local trades to bring you more than 500 vehicles to choose from. All you pay is $37 to acquire the loan, and then you take over payments. Why should you suffer all the depreciation on your next vehicle when you can take advantage of already paid down balances with just $37 in takeover payments? We have domestics, we have imports, we have certified pre-owned. All the payments are posted clearly in the windows. You pick out your car, you pick out your payment, and for just $37, you take home the car of your dreams, thousands under retail price. Do you have credit challenges? Don't worry about it. We have bank representatives on site ready to approve you on the spot. So hurry down to Tony Basso GM, because this event starts on Wednesday, June 22nd, and ends Monday, June 27th. The $37 acquisition event happening right now at Tony Basso GM, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
Hi, this is Dr. Jackson at A Perfect Smile. We understand that radiation is a concern when taking your loved ones to the dental office. That is why we provide digital x-rays with 95% less radiation. We want you to know that we care about your health and safety by providing up-to-date technology for our patients.
Contact A Perfect Smile at 637-2100 to schedule an appointment today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
Of course, that sound right there means we're going to talk some combat sports. We talked a lot of boxing last week, gearing up for the Sean Porter-Keith Thurman fight, which lived up to the billing, by the way. Keith Thurman kept his unbeaten record intact as he earned an unanimous decision over Sean Porter. All three judges scored at 115-113. If you missed that fight and was on CBS cable, I'm telling you, YouTube it, you will not be disappointed. I think we need a rematch between those two. We're not going to talk boxing this particular segment. We're going to talk MMA. And bring in Cody Bunderson, owner of Fierce MMA here in town, and also the owner slash promoter of Fierce Fighting Championship, which, of course, just held their second card a little over a month ago. Cody, as always, it's great to get you in. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
And definitely. Hey, this is the first time I've talked to you in the studio since your guys' last card, which took place about a month ago now. I mean, it's been a little while. Now that the dust has settled, we can start by talking about that. How did you assess that promotion?
I think it went great. You know, there was a great turnout. I know a lot of people have been talking about that show ever since, you know, asking me, when are you putting on another show? When are you putting on another show? And we're going to be back September 24th out at the fairgrounds again. And I really fed well. You know, everything went smooth. There was some awesome fights. There was one fight in particular I think people are still talking about.
Yeah.
Dustin Jones and Carson Anderson fight. I mean, those guys just, that was a slobber knocker. It was a complete slobber knocker. And I'll have to post some of the pictures of those guys' faces after, and you know, some broken eye orbitals, broken noses, swollen faces, but it was a phenomenal show, and I think it went well.
Yeah, that fight I've talked about on the show several times because our equipment was actually covered in blood. Like, that's how brutal that fight was. We talked to Cy Nelson. He's a local guy under your promotion that that did get a victory.
Yeah.
Is Cy getting set to step back into the cage anytime soon?
Yeah, I think we'll see Cy back on our show in September. He'll probably be headlining that card. We'll also be looking at another local guy that trains up in Spanish Fork now, Mike Jones, who used to be a Fierce MMA. Hopefully we can get him on the card and Cy an opponent as well.
Let's talk about your career. You didn't fight, unfortunately, on the last card. That fight fell through. But big things are happening for you in August. You're going to be traveling out of the state, and you'll actually be going up for the World Fighting Federation bantamweight title against a guy that looks like he could be pretty dangerous in David Nuzzo.
Yeah, definitely a dangerous opponent. You know, he's fought in the World Series of Fighting. You know, I mean, that's the show, you know, basically below the UFC. You know, there's a lot of fighters leaving the UFC to look at other shows like World Series of Fighting and Bellator because they're paying well, and they a lot of top-level fighters, you know, and that's having an opportunity to fight on the World Series of Fighting. I mean, that's, you know, basically almost as big as it gets, and he holds a victory in the World Series of Fighting. Had a great amateur career, only one loss as a pro, and, you know, the guy's dangerous, but I'm going to be ready, and I really like the matchup, and I think that you know, my tools are going to be just a little bit better than his that night, and look forward to bringing home a belt to Carbon County.
Yeah, you're a perfect 3-0. He's got one loss on his record. But 3-0, and you get a title shot at a pretty prestigious fighting, you know, at a pretty prestigious fighting promotion on a great card. How does that come about, especially with you being in Utah?
Some of the fighters through the promotion, we had Matt Betzhold, our one-legged fighter, a couple shows ago, and I've stayed in contact with his manager, and just a really solid group of guys out there. And, you know, he called me and was just kind of bummed that he was looking forward to watching my fight online, and asking me what my plans were, and said, you know, I'm looking for a fight. I'm hungry and I'm ready. And he came back that day and said, hey, I got a potential title shot for you down here in Arizona. And, you know, that's an opportunity that you just have to jump on. And, you know, fortunately the cards were right for me. And, you know, originally they were talking about a different opponent and it ended up being David Nuzzo, but, you know, it doesn't, you know, matter who it is, who they're going to put in front of me. I'm confident and, I'm going down there to win that belt.
How much different do you anticipate a title fight being than a regular fight?
Well, in title fight, you're going 5 5-minute rounds now instead of 3 5-minute rounds. So, you have to take that into perspective. To, you know, my training is going to be ramped up more than what it usually is, most likely. You know, you're going to have a lot of cardio into that fight. To fight for 25 minutes in a cage can be a long time. So when you go in there, you have to be patient. You know, you can't just go out there and just go 100 miles an hour out of the gate, knowing that you have to go 100 miles an hour or go five rounds, because if that happens, you know, you're gonna blow your lungs out, and you know you have to be patient. So you have to wait for your opportunity. I'm gonna, you know, it'll be calculated, and I really feel like that I'll find an opportunity, whether it's in round one or five, to finish the fight.
Again, our guest right now is Cody Bunderson as he prepares to travel to Arizona in August. He's going to fight on the World Fighting Federation card for the bantamweight title against David Nuzzo. Cody, you and I were talking a little bit before we jumped on air. This is a guy that you said likes to finish. He's looking for the big blow. He's looking for that haymaker, that home run right off of the bat. That's completely opposite of what you want to do when you're in the cage.
Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, more calculated. I'm going to mix it up. You know, you're going to see everything from, you know, punches to head kicks to takedowns to, you know, throwing hands. You know, I like to mix it up. I'm going to keep the guy guessing. I'm going to keep pressure on him. I know he likes to come forward a little bit, but I think that a guy that'll stand there and give him that pressure back equally, throwing lots of combos, you know, not just single punches. You know, watch his last fight in World Series of Fighting. Seems like he really likes to look for that overhand right or a big hook. You know, I think that mixing up my punches to kicks to takedowns, just being a well-rounded MMA fighter, I think that I'll be a tough fight for him to deal with.
You obviously will feel more comfortable on the ground, it sounds like, than he would.
Yeah. I think, you know, I may have a distinct advantage there on the ground. But we'll see. You know, I mean, the guy trains at a good camp out of Arizona Combat Sports, and I'm sure that he's, you know, extremely well-rounded as well. And you're going to see, you know, two bulls in the run that night clashing heads, and I'm confident that I'll be the winner.
This is definitely a young man's sport. Cy pointed that out a couple of weeks ago when he came in. He said it's a young man's sport. He said, look, I realize that I got about 3 to 4 years where I got to get things done in this sport, so I got to make sure I stay active. You're a little bit older than Cy.
Yeah, so Cy's 25, I'm 32. You know, my body feels good. You know, it's just me, age is a number. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of, right now there's a bunch of current UFC champions that are 35 years old plus. I mean, Fabricio Werdum just lost his title. I believe he was like 38. Michael Bisping just won the title a couple weeks ago, and he's 36, 37, 38. You know, GSP, a lot of these guys, you know, you're seeing them kind of resurge, you know, here in that 33 to 38 year old range, just, you know, honing in their skills, you know, taking care of their body, training smart, and, you know, displaying those years and years of training as a mixed martial artist. And you're still seeing those guys at the highest level win, even though, you know, despite that age difference, you know, they fight smart. They and those years of training, they come to fruition, and you're seeing guys older still win titles.
You've been doing this for a long time, and my assessment on that is that the sport today, compared to where it was 10 years ago, it's evolved, and it seems like these guys now that are reaching their mid-30s, they've evolved with the sport.
Yes, they have, and then, you know, for a few years there, you know, some of the guys were stuck in kind of those one styles, but they have, you know, over the last few years, they've realized that, oh, yeah, I needed to add my wrestling in or my boxing or my, you know, my Muay Thai, and they have evolved, and, you know, everything that's carried them there to that point, you know, it's still at the highest level. And so, you know, you're seeing, you know, guys 38 years old, still won titles. So there's, as long as my body allows it, you know, I feel comfortable stepping into that cage. And, you know, I feel good. You know, I train with a lot of guys that are younger than me, and older than me. And, you know, I'm still competitive and still, you know, putting on some of those younger guys. So I guess maybe it's that old man strength, but it works well for me.
Old man strength. You're in your early 30s. I don't know if you qualify as an old man yet. But what is a win at for this belt? What will this do for your career? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's it could be a huge thing, you know, especially against a guy that's already held a victory in the World Series of Fighting, holding that bantamweight title. I mean, it'll. You know, put me definitely on the radar as a top bantamweight, you know, possibly in the country. So I'm excited to see what happens after that. But, you know, right now, after that, everything will take care of itself. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure, you know, other opportunities will come about, and I look forward to winning that and, you know, successfully defending that title or whatever opportunity arises from that. We'll see what happens, but, you know, all that will take care of itself. But right now, I just got to focus on that fight and, you know, getting that belt back here.
When you travel to Arizona in August for this fight, who's going to be in your corner?
So I'll probably have a couple of my coaches from Absolute MMA up there, and I'll probably be bringing down a couple of my guys here. You know, Andy Farlano or Brandon Wise will most likely be traveling with me. Nothing's... been written in stone as far as who's coming down with me yet, but you know, either I'll have some of my guys from Absolute, some of my guys from Fierce too corner me. So
well, it's going to be exciting. From now until then, what does your schedule look like? What are some of the normal regimes now that you'll be going through?
Well, you know, it's going to be, you know, training pretty much twice a day. You know, getting up in the morning, you know, doing some sort of conditioning or training. You know, went for a solid run this morning and with some shadow boxing, things like that, and just kicking off camp. And there'll be pretty much nothing new, nothing that I've already haven't done. You know, a lot of strength and conditioning, a lot of hours in the gym, you know, both morning and at night. You know, just honing in my skills again on my wrestling, my boxing, my Muay Thai, and my jiu-jitsu. So it's just about, you know, getting me to peak at the right time, you know, towards the end of fight camp. And, you know, I'm going to go through hell during this fight camp, but, you know, they say, you know, train hard, fight easy. So it's going to be a hard camp, but it'll help me prepare to be able to go five rounds down there in Phoenix.
Well, Cody, this is really exciting news. I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today and talk a little bit about it. And I know we're going to be catching up with you relatively soon as well as we start talking about your guys' next fight card for Fierce MMA again, which is scheduled to take place in September. And hopefully we can talk to you again leading up to the fight as it gets a bit closer.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely get back on here and look forward to speaking with you again.
Cody, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Cody Bunderson of Fierce MMA, he's getting set to travel on the road. He's going to go to Arizona in August and compete for the World Fighting Federation's Bantamweight Championship. Of course, we'll keep you updated on that as it gets a little bit closer. We are going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk NBA basketball, plus we'll give you a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series update. It's all straight ahead here on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports.
You've worked and cooked all week long. Insist that your other half takes you to the Cowboy Kitchen in Wellington for the Saturday night special. This is Ty at the Cowboy Kitchen. Each Saturday, we offer a different five-course meal consisting of appetizer, soup, salad, entree, and dessert for only $24.25. Want a night out in the middle of the week? Every Wednesday, I create a unique pasta dish complete with soup, salad, and bread for only $14.95. At the Cowboy's Kitchen, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We open at 7 a.m. and close at 10 p.m., close at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Castle Country radio stations KOAL, KARB, and KRPX have money available to assist cancer patients who must travel to receive treatment. This money was raised during our annual pie auction, which is held every June. The generosity of our Castle Valley residents has enabled us to provide $100 fuel cards to cancer patients of Carbon and Emery counties who must travel for treatment. Please contact Ann Anderson at 637-1167. The process is very simple, and the fuel cards will be mailed directly to you.
3, 2, 1. Gentlemen, start your engines.
It's now time for a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series racing update. And Sunday on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m., Tony Stewart took home the Toyota SaveSmart 350 at the 1.99-mile road course as he bulldozed Denny Hamlin into the outside wall in turn 11, executing a dramatic last-lap pass for his first victory since June 2nd of 2013 at Dover. The win snaps an 84-race losing skid. During the epic final lap, contact from Stewart's car sent Hamlin's number 11 Toyota fishtailing into the outside wall, but Hamlin did hold on to the runner-up spot. He crossed the finish line about a half second behind the race winner Tony Stewart. Following the victory, Stewart talked about getting the win and basically the last two laps which set up the victory.
I'll go back a lap before because I think that set up the last lap, to be honest. When I went down in seven, the second to last lap, I wheel hopped it pretty big, and Denny got right to us there. And we held him off through the rest of the lap and the first half of the last lap, but he was really close to us off of four and enough that I knew I couldn't help but cheat the corner. And I gave him the whole outside. If he wanted to go around me on the outside, I was going to give him all the room he wanted, but I wasn't going to give him the inside. So. But I went down and wheel hopped it again, and he saw it from the lap before, and he knew to take advantage of that. So, I assume he did. He got us there. So, but that's when he went by us. I mean, that was probably the one thing I was most proud of, is I didn't panic and jump in the gas and spin the tires real hard trying to stay with him, and just tried to get off the corner like I had and tried to just stay with him through the corner there and get through 10 and thought maybe we could stay close enough that we could have a shot back at him. And when he went into 11, I was probably more surprised than anybody. I couldn't believe, I mean, as good as he was breaking into 11 all day, I couldn't believe he missed the corner. And they said he wheel hopped it, but I was shocked that the door was open like that. But you can't crack the door open with me on the last corner of the last lap and expect me to not take it. I was going to kick the door in or drive a bulldozer through it to keep it open. So, when you're in a scenario like that, I don't know if I'm going to get another scenario or opportunity to win a race the rest of the year. And we're going to try, but, knowing that could be the difference between making the chase or not making the chase, I wasn't going to be cordial on the exit of the corner. I roughed him up pretty good there. If it had been a street fight, he'd had two black eyes after that. So, I mean, I used him up pretty hard. But, probably one of the best parts and one of the parts that I'll probably remember most of this race was before I got to victory lane and Denny leaning in there. And the first thing he said is, I'm so damn proud of you. And, that meant the world to me. I mean, I told him right after that, I said, I had to do that. And he goes, I know. So,
Denny Hamlin also took to the podium and held no ill will towards Tony Stewart whatsoever, as Tony alluded to. Hamlin says Stewart ran the race he needed to get the victory.
We had a really good car, obviously the best road course car I've had, and led some laps, was very competitive. I had a bad restart, and the 78 got by us. I don't know if we got a bad one, but Tony got a real good one, or that outside line, or the inside line got a good start. That allowed Martin to get around me, and I just burned up way too much of my tires trying to get back around him. And obviously that last run, my car was the worst it was all day. I just didn't have any forward drive, probably because I was burning them up trying to get to Tony and around Martin. But, like you heard Tony say, I thought with two or three to go, he pretty much had it. But he made a couple mistakes and allowed us to get pretty close. And then, we both wheel hopped into seven, and I just let off my wheel hop a little bit so I could get to his rear bumper and get him, out of the groove just a touch. It was perfectly executed, but, I was going through the S's knowing that I needed to get the biggest gap that I could going in seven.
Following Sunday's action, the current NASCAR Sprint Cup Series standings have Kyle Busch in first place. He leads the pack with three victories and 452 points. Carl Edwards is in second, followed by Brad Keselowski in third, Jimmy Johnson in fourth, and Kevin Harvick in fifth. Kurt Busch is currently sixth, Joey Logano seventh, Martin Truex Jr. eighth, Matt Kenseth ninth, Denny Hamlin tenth, Chase Elliott 11th, Dale Jr. 12th, Ryan Newman 13th, Austin Dillon 14th, Jamie McMurray 15th, 15th and Casey Kane 16th. Tony Stewart is currently sitting in 17th place. NASCAR Sprint Cup Series racing will make its return to KOAL this Saturday as the series shifts to Daytona at Daytona International Speedway. Live racing action will begin right here at 5:45 p.m. Remember to continue to follow KOAL for your NASCAR Sprint Cup Series coverage.
Do your employees get frustrated waiting for their computers to load? Does it take forever to upload photo or video files to your website? Emory Telecom's Extreme Internet is a surefire way to increase your employees' happiness, as well as your customers. Emory Telecom has internet at just the right speeds for business with 3 employees or max speeds for larger businesses. Ethernet connections are available for businesses with multiple locations. Don't let your slow internet cause your workforce to become unproductive or unprofitable. Call for Extreme Internet from Emory Telecom today, 613-9605.
This is Joe Piccolo, owner of Supreme Auto Repair. I'm currently looking for ASE-certified technicians to work in our high-volume shop. I want individuals who are motivated by a high earning potential, pay attention to important details, and are interested in being part of a great team. Supreme offers benefits that include insurance, vacation, and uniforms. If this description is you or someone you know, send your resume to 911 East 100 North or stop by our shop in the Piccolo Car Care Center behind Smith's for an application.
It's the last week of the month and you have put off getting your car registered. You just hate trying to find a place to inspect it. Hi, I'm Lance Greener, service manager at AutoForm, and we want to help you out by offering a $5 safety inspection on all cars, SUVs, and pickup trucks during the last week of every month. Don't stress any longer. Just bring your car to AutoForm and we'll take care of everything for you. Remember, our express lane will change your oil and do a multi-point inspection in 30 minutes or less. Get to AutoForm today.
This is John Wall from the Washington Wizards, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buskerings on KOAL 750 AM.
Wall shoots over Bayless. Dagger! John Wall with a career-high 47 points.
Talks of a potential mega fight between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor will just not go away. We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. We had a terrific boxing match on Saturday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and it did not involve Floyd Mayweather. And I've said this time and time again on the show, and I'll go back to it, the sport of boxing does not need Floyd Mayweather to survive. I've said this for years. In fact, following Floyd's victory over Andre Berto, I said it was time for Floyd to walk away. He tied Rocky Marciano's record at 49-0. To me, he's the greatest boxer of this generation. He has nothing left to prove. And I'm almost, as a boxing fan and a historian and someone that loves the sport, I was really tired of how everything in boxing, from a media standpoint, was geared towards Floyd. I mean, we watched Keith Thurman and Sean Porter throw down for 12 rounds on Saturday. It was very entertaining. We watched Canelo Alvarez knock out Amir Khan in what was a very competitive fight up until the sixth round. There's a lot of great boxing out there. You know, the main fight that everybody wants to see, like if you pulled 100 boxing fans, the main fight that people want to see is probably still Canelo Alvarez and Triple G. That's probably the fight that people would want to see. Although, anytime you mention Floyd Mayweather's name, you're going to get clicks, you're going to get a reaction. Conor McGregor, he's currently prepping for his upcoming rematch with Nate Diaz at UFC 202. And, of course, UFC does not need Conor McGregor, just like boxing does not need Floyd Mayweather to survive. These are two names that will get people talking. These are two showmen. These are two guys that, you know, that yeah, they're good for the sport, but they're not bigger than the sport. That's what I'm trying to say. And the talk of these two stepping into the ring just will not die. Mayweather continues to name drop McGregor as a potential opponent. Mayweather also said that he would eye the return to the ring for the right price. Of course he would. Who wouldn't? But then John Kavanaugh, Conor McGregor's coach, gives an interview, and Fox Sports reports on this interview that they're definitely interested in meeting Mayweather in a boxing ring, but the fight will only happen under one condition. And this is the quote. There was talk that Conor would get $7 million and Floyd would get the rest of it. It will be an even share or Conor will not do it. Connor will not do this fight then, because it will never be an even share. Pacquiao didn't get an even share. He didn't even get an even share. That's one of the greatest fighters of our generation. He couldn't even get an even share. Floyd made upwards of like $220 million for that fight with Pacquiao. He made like 70-something million more than Pacquiao. You think Conor McGregor is going to get a split for an exhibition? It's not going to happen. Mayweather admitted to starting the rumors about the fight with McGregor, which would definitely become one of the biggest pay-per-view draws in history when you consider both of the revenue. But it just won't die. This talk won't die. And we've talked about it here on the show several times. I only bring it up when it seems to be a big topic. Like when it seems to really start generating, that's when I talk about it. When I look on Twitter and I see it's trending, okay, then we'll start talking about it. McGregor needs to worry about Diaz. He doesn't need to worry about Mayweather. Mayweather right now is sitting in a mansion. He's probably not even in his mansion. He's probably in Africa or somewhere. He goes all over the globe anytime he wants. He jumps in his jet and he's just off. If you follow him on Twitter, you see him all over the place. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. One is coming off of a loss where he lost a lot of money, cost the UFC a lot of money. Floyd's career, it's his legacy, it's in stone. I wish that this would just go away. Because as big as a boxing fan as I am, and I know I got a lot of listeners out there that are huge MMA fans, I don't think diehard boxing fans and diehard MMA fans are as interested in this fight as those looking for a spectacle. But both Mayweather and McGregor have done a great job of keeping this fight fresh in the minds of the spectators, and I think I figured out why. Look, Mayweather can come back to the ring, and for the time being, he could probably pull in $100 million for a fight because he's his own boss. Like, that's not going to be his fight purse. He'd be offered like $32 million for a fight purse, but because he's his own boss and he doesn't share revenue or doesn't share much of the revenue, Floyd could bring in $100 million. But that number is going to continue to dip as boxing moves on. And as people, promoters, fans, fighters, and even Floyd himself realize that boxing will be just fine without him, that number will dwindle. And with McGregor, look, the UFC is a completely different beast than boxing. You lose once, you take a hit. You lose twice, and the UFC may just drop you. Now, I don't think they would drop McGregor. He makes too much money. He's too good of a showman. But if he loses to Nate Diaz at UFC 202, a boxing fight with Floyd Mayweather would definitely be his next biggest payday, even if he's only getting $7 million. I think it's a contingent plan for both of these two. But like I said, I don't think that the hardcore fans care anything about this, because those who really understand know that it won't be very entertaining. Fox Sports brings it up with the interview with John Kavanaugh. Again, that's Conor McGregor's coach. They're doing a great job of just keeping the idea of it fresh in people's minds. Now, this Mayweather-McGregor thing, it's absolutely malarkey. I didn't even want to spend that much time on it. 5 minutes is too much. Let's move on. The 12-man 2016 Team USA basketball roster was revealed today. Carmelo Anthony, Harrison Barnes, Jimmy Butler, DeMarcus Cousins, DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Durant, Paul George, Draymond Green, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, Kyle Lowry, and Michael Thompson. Big change from what we saw in 2016. Big, big change. Steph Curry, Chris Paul, James Harden, Russ Westbrook, Damian Lillard, John Wall, none of those guys are going. LeBron James, Blake Griffin, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond. Doesn't matter. This team will still win gold. I mean, again, Melo, Butler, Cousins, DeRozan, Durant, George, Green, Irving, Jordan, Lowry, Thompson. That team will win gold. That's neither here nor there for what I want to talk about. The 12-man basketball roster showed up to surprise a group of kids at Rucker Park, and they spent time at the Dunleavy Milbank Children's Center. These kids lost their minds when they got to see some of their idols. The audio, when these kids were asked what it was like, absolutely amazing. These kids were so excited.
Oh, one at a time, one go.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. These kids are losing their mind. One kid was crying because he got to meet Carmelo Anthony. See, that's what professional sports is about. Not the Mayweather, McGregor, malarkey. That's what professional sports is about. Kudos to the 12-man USA basketball roster doing some work. We're going to pause for another quick commercial break. We'll come back and put the final touches on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports.
It's time to invest in your drive. Hi, this is Jesse Nilsson, owner of Gin Auto in Huntington. Quality is what drives our dealership, so our goal is to make a lifetime customer with every vehicle sold. Drive to Gin Auto for peace of mind in your investment. At Gin Auto, you will find the quality pre-owned vehicle still under warranty while saving thousands compared to brand new. Call our dedicated sales team at 687-AUTO or check our current inventory at ginautosales.com. Gin Auto, providing a quality drive for our lifetime customers.
The temperatures are heating up, and nothing goes better with hot summer days than ice cream from KFC and A&W. Take the kids down to KFC and A&W, and they can choose an ice cream cone, root beer freeze, or a polar swirl. And you can get a mug of ice-cold root beer for you. You'll be a hit when you show up at the family picnic with a gallon of KFC and A&W's famous homemade root beer. Or just take the family out to dinner at KFC and A&W for the best burgers in town. Summer is the best time to get to KFC and A&W.
There is nothing better than loading the family in the SUV and heading out on a family vacation. The memories, the fun, and the time spent together. But if the money's a little short this year, Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help. Desert View has signature loans available to help your vacation dreams become a reality. It's as easy as talking to a loan officer. Call Desert View Federal Credit Union today. 687-2472.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Being a sports fan can be painful. Whether you are participating in a sport or cheering on your favorite team, your chance of injury is higher. Local orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kelly Jensen and Dr. Scott Justison encourage all you sports fanatics to stretch properly before either participating in a sport or, if you're a passionate fan, you get a little too into the game. If you're injured, call 637-4800 for more information or to set up an appointment with either Dr. Jensen or Dr. Justison.
Dr. Kyle Jeffrey and his staff at Advanced Surgical Associates would like to invite all community members and their families to dine with a doc Thursday, July 7th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Castledale Senior Center. Dr. Jeffrey is a general surgeon who will now be seeing patients at Emory Medical Center twice a month and would like you to meet him and his staff for a night filled with free food, socializing, and fun. Please RSVP to Angie at 637-4800, extension 4009.
The Toronto Raptors select DeMar DeRozan from the University of Southern California.
And gets that to go. What a game DeRozan's having. He's got 29.
DeMar DeRozan and Toronto Raptors. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Bustanini.
Won't you follow me into the trouble?
Let's talk NBA free agency as we close out this show. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes, it's about to get big. I honestly believe there's two scenarios in the Kevin Durant saga. And this is just my perspective on it. I think, A, and this is the most likely, he signs a two-year deal with a one-year opt-out and returns to Oklahoma City next year. And then he'll test free agency again with Russell Westbrook. That's the most likely scenario. B, he goes to the Golden State Warriors. Two most likely scenarios. Kevin Durant, we know he's going to be, he's one of the top five players in the league. All kinds of squads want him. July 1st, the Thunder, Warriors, Spurs, Celtics, Clippers, and Heat will start discussions with him. He's going to sit down with those six teams. The Thunder, the Warriors, the Spurs, the Celtics, the Clippers, the Heat. Spurs have an outside chance. I mean, a very, very outside chance. I don't give the Celtics, the Clippers, or the Heat any chance at all. I think it's down to OKC and Golden State. And really, looking at the numbers and crunch, it's not that far-fetched that he could join Golden State. You trade Andrew Bogut or Andre Iguodala, and you don't bring back Harrison Barnes. It's that simple. And then you go ahead and you offer Kevin Durant a max deal. Steph Curry's not on a max contract. That's huge. That's that important right now. I think it comes down between those two teams. The Lakers and the Wizards, two teams that a lot of people assumed would be on Durant's wish list, they're not even expected to get a chance to make their case. I said it was a pipe dream for either of those two teams to grab him, because why would you leave the situation you're in? The six teams that were granted are six teams that could legitimately win right now. I think he returns to OKC, two-year deal, one-year opt-out. Pau Gasol has officially opted out of his contract in Chicago. He is now a free agent, 35 years old. This could be his last chance to not only cash in on a lucrative multi-year deal, but also play for a championship contender. Pau thought he was going to get that opportunity in Chicago. Things just never came to fruition. As it appears right now, according to Hoops Hype, San Antonio appears to be the early favorite to sign Pau Gasol, and I would be very shocked if Pau Gasol is not wearing a San Antonio Spurs uniform next year. Just seems like a match made in heaven. They need a big. You can continue to play. If Tim Duncan does return, he's going to be a fixture on the bench. Pau Gasol is still very productive. He had a rock-solid campaign in 2016. Rock-solid. So, what would he have? 16 and 11, I think, is what he averaged, if I'm not mistaken, this past year. That's solid numbers. Pau Gasol officially a free agent. A lot of storylines in the NBA will start to develop. Lance Stevenson is now a free agent as well. Yep, that's official. The Grizzlies decline his option, his $9.4 million option. So he's a free agent. And I love this report. The Rockets planning to swing for the fences in free agency. Shouldn't all teams swing for the fence in free agency? Like, shouldn't every team have reached out to every team that could logistically and logically offer Kevin Durant a max contract? Shouldn't you have reached out to that guy's agent? I mean, really, I understand he only wants to meet with six teams, but all 30 teams should have contacted him. We're just about out of time on this edition of the show. I want to thank Cody Bunderson for taking off the time to join us. Always great to get Cody in. And again, we'll keep you updated as his next big fight, August 27th, nears a little bit closer. He'll be fighting in the World Fighting Federation for the bantamweight title. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Emory Spartan football coach John Famalo. Coach Famalo will join us to talk about a recent camp that the Emory Spartans just attended. They went to a 7-on-7 camp in Manti. Carbon High was also at that camp as well. And we'll also talk to Coach Famalo about year number one in his head coach tenure, again, taking over for Jim Jones as the summer continues to, I don't want to say wind down because we're only, you know, we're at the end of June, but football starts in the middle of August. So we're about a month and a half away from some high school football returning here to KOAL. So we'll talk to Coach Famalo about that on the show as well. And do not forget, you can get your updates on all of the Carbon County Little League Cal Ripken squads at CastleCountryRadio.com. You can go and print out a bracket right now. We have those up at CastleCountryRadio.com. So follow Carbon. Again, they are competing in five different brackets. Seven teams competing in five different brackets. So go check those out, CastleCountryRadio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. I'm out.
I've been working with this old dude. He has to be in his 50s. He asked me one day why I was walking so funny. I told him that I've always had a bad back, but yesterday I must have pulled something. He stopped me and took me to the office to fill out an injury report. How crazy was that? Then he told me to go see the doctor and ask for a referral to Castleview Physical Therapy. I did what the old dude said. Castleview Physical Therapy helped me so that I don't walk funny. And now I can work without pain. I guess old dudes do rule. And so does Castleview Physical Therapy.
There are few things that are as smooth as a drive to the basket.